This coming Friday, February 4th, is the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Day. It's the day when attention and education is focused on heart disease and women. You can find out more at goredforwomen.org. And it's really a day about empowerment for women, empowering them to take charge with and action about their heart health. Well, most heart disease and stroke deaths are actually preventable. Cardiovascular diseases continue to be a women's greatest health threat. It's the number one killer of women, causes 1 in 3 deaths each year. If you want to do the real grim math, that's about 1 woman every 60 seconds. But it doesn't affect all women alike, and the warning signs for women aren't the same like they are in men. Did some research courtesy of the American Heart Association about some of the myths about women and heart disease. For example, heart disease is for old people. Fact is, heart disease affects women of all ages. For younger women, the combination of birth control pills, smoking, that boosts heart disease risks by as much as 20%. And while the risks do increase with age, things like overeating, a sedentary lifestyle, that can cause plaque to build up and lead to clogged arteries later on in life. But even if you lead a completely healthy lifestyle, being born with an underlying heart condition, that can also be a risk factor. Another myth, heart disease doesn't affect women who are fit. As I just said, even if you're a yoga-loving, marathon-running, workout fiend, your risk for heart disease, that's not completely eliminated. Factors like cholesterol, eating habits, smoking again, can counterbalance your other healthy habits. You can be thin, still have high cholesterol. American Heart Association recommends that you start getting your cholesterol checked at the age of 20, or earlier, actually, if your family has a history of heart disease. While you're at it too, be sure to keep an eye on your blood pressure at your next checkup, or even better, why not get one of those home blood pressure kits that you can check your own blood pressure. They're digital, simple to use, and the more frequently you keep on top of your health, the earlier you would know if any danger is starting to develop. Another myth about heart disease in women? I don't have any symptoms. 64% of women who die suddenly of coronary heart disease had no previous symptoms. Because the symptoms pretty much vary greatly between men and women, they're not always understood correctly. We've been conditioned to believe that telltale signs of a heart attack is maybe extreme chest pain, for example, but in reality, women are somewhat more likely to experience shortness of breath, nausea, back, jaw pain, for example. Other symptoms that usual women should look out for, dizziness, feeling of lightheadedness, fainting, pain in the lower chest or upper abdomen, or even extreme fatigue. A lot of those sound like things we would dismiss as, well, I just did too much today, or yeah, I guess I'm getting old, but if you have something that's not usually happening, that's the time to get things checked out.